Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. I hope you had a great Easter. I hope you hope it was joyful and joyous. It was really great this, obviously, to see everybody. Everyone was home with the exception of my sister. And we found an old hymns book and we sang a couple songs we haven't sang in years. Absolute years. And it just blessed me. And one of these days, God willing, I'll get a couple up here. Because man, did they bring me back to my childhood, and it's just goodness. It's just a lot of goodness that you put into your heart when you sing those songs. So we'll see, who knows. But this morning I was reading in Psalms, and I want to go over this, just a couple verses. If you go to chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "How happy or blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly or the lawless, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the instruction of the Lord," or the law or the instruction of the Lord, "and in his law or instruction doth he meditate day and night." To have an epignosis is to have a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from him and you heed his advice. And the spiritual goodness of that comes from godliness. And godliness is having that relationship. And I never understood to heed his advice. I didn't understand what that meant, and I don't know why it hit me, but it's the word. And when it says, "But his delight," the upright person, his delight is in the instruction of the Lord. The law is God's instruction. There is so much instruction and advice in the word when you start to read it. And when you put this stuff in your mind and you start to apply the word, you're getting closer to godliness. Godliness connects you to the source. Verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also doth not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." If you see the tree, if you see a tree by a river, I mean, we live next to a river, so there's a lot of, you see this often, it's never dying for thirst. When you put yourself, well, first of all, you're righteous, so you're not going anywhere. You're going to heaven. You are a son of God. God will not leave you. But when you're connected to the source, you're going to prosper. And you're going to bring forth fruit in its proper season. There are times and seasons for everything. Man does not have power over the seasons. God has power over the seasons. And God has power over your life. It's wonderful when you can put your trust and confide and have confidence in him. Verse 4, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not rise in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." This world is going to go away at some point, and it's pretty obvious. I mean, what's going on right now is incredible. It's incredible to watch. "But to not have fear in this time, be not anxious for one thing, but in all things by prayers," which are prayers to God, "and supplication," which are prayers of personal need, "let your specific request be declared unto God, and God's peace, surpassing all understanding, will guard and fortify your heart." Go to God in every situation. I want to finish up with this. If you go to chapter 18, verse 1, it says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." Call on the Lord. Love God. He is your strength. He is your shield. Live in it. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do today and just for us continually. I pray that everything gets done that needs to get done and that you kind of show me the way to get there. I pray for each and every one of the people that we work with, that you just take care of them and bless them and continually work on my heart to kind of remove any type of bitterness or anger that I might have. I also thank you again for your people and just how you take care of us. And I just thank you that you continually show us that you're here with us and blessing us and that you're in control of this place, Father. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.